Thank you again for letting me speak to you. Dr. Lawrence sends her apologies for not being able to make it here today. So today we're going to talk about the cotton variety and nematicidal responses to in nematode soils. The Beltwide Nematode Research Education Committee was formed in 1986. The objective of this is to build awareness to U.S. cotton producers and the growing economic impact of cotton nematodes. The committee is made up of extension and research specialists from land-grant universities across the Cotton Belt, and this is funded from the Cotton Foundation with assistance from a grant from Bayer Crop Science. So this these maps right here show you the distribution of root knot nematode, and with the green being where they are, and the reniform nematode where they've been found. The yellow, again, is where they have not been found, but they've been sampled for, and the white is where it has not been sampled. So the varieties selected for these trials were the Stoneville 4946 GLB2, and that was selected because it's tolerant to root knot nematode damage, and the Fibromax 1944 GLB2, which is an intolerant variety. The nematicidal treatments were the Gaucho 600, the Timic, the Vellum Total Infurrow Spray, plus an Ares seed treatment, Ares, and then the Gaucho Flupyram. Molloidogyne root knot, Molloidogyne incognita was found in Alabama, Arkansas, North Carolina, Texas, and Virginia, where the reniform was only found in Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi. This must have timings on it. Sorry about that. The standard protocol was a randomized complete block with 4 to 5 replications in 7 locations. The nematode populations were taken at planting, 30 and 60 days after planting. Plant stand was taken at the 30 day after planting, and vigor 30 days after planting, and then yield at the end. All statistics were analyzed using proglimics separated by Tukeys at a 0.1. So what we're looking at here in this table is the variety by nematicide. There were no statistical differences with any of those, whether it be in the stand per foot of row, vigor, nematodes, or yield. And then the nematicide, we had a little bit of statistical difference in vigor here. And in variety, we had a statistical difference in stand row, stand foot per row, and vigor. And then we saw it in the nematodes themselves. So the variety stand foot, we had the Fibromax 1944 was about 3.5 plants per foot, whereas the Stoneville 4946 was just 3.3. And as you can see here, there was no difference as far as whichever nematicide was planted, or whichever nematicide was used, whether it be 3.4 or 3.3 with the Gaucho. So the vigor ratings at 30 days, the Fibromax 1944 was statistically better as compared to the Stoneville 4946. And then the vigor ratings with different nematicides we saw here, the Timic was statistically different, statistically better as compared to the Gaucho control, and followed closely behind by the Vellum Total plus Ares and the Gaucho and the Flupyram seed treatment. Nematode population supported by each. The Stoneville 4946, which is the tolerant variety, only had 20% fewer nematodes, so there's no statistical difference from the Fibromax 1944. We did see that Gaucho or the Timic reduced the most numerically, but not statistically compared to the Gaucho control. Seed cotton yield by variety. The Fibromax 1944 gave us about 46 pounds to the acre more, so it's not really a significant difference as compared to the Stoneville. And the seed cotton by nematicide and pounds per acre, we saw here that most of the nematicides were pretty even across the board. So there were no significant yield effects by variety or nematicide. So overall, this is assuming that Gaucho is at zero, this is what we saw as an increase. The Timic gave us about 57 pounds more. The Vellum Total with the Ares gave us about 59 more pounds per acre. The Ares by itself was 27, and the Gaucho Flupyram seed treatment was 44 pounds per acre more. So there were no correlations in the 2015 growing season, which she was very disappointed with because she saw a lot in 2014. or the 2015 and 2014 did. So this is a breakdown of by state. So we've got Alabama root knot, Alabama reniform, and then Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, Texas, and Virginia. And each one of these bars is the different nematicide on here. The darker blue is the Gaucho, the light blue is the Timic, the green is the vellum total with Aries, and then the gold is Aries, and the red is the Gaucho and the Flupyrum. So vellum total supported the greatest yield numerically in 6 of the 7 trials that were done. And then this is a breakdown by state, and we can see where each state had, which states had the most pressure. And as far as reniform nematode goes, Louisiana and Mississippi had the highest numbers as far as reniform eggs that were, or reniform that were found in the samples. When we look at root knot populations, Arkansas, North Carolina, and Texas, this is again just the breakdown of what we saw. These were the highest, followed by Alabama. Vellum total was similar to Timic in 4 of these 5 locations that we had from these, the root knot trials here. So this is from the 2015 growing season in Alabama, and we've got pounds per acre here represented in the bars, and then the root knot eggs per gram of root. And we can see here that the vellum total plus Aries gave us this bigger reductions compared to these, significantly more than the Gaucho by itself. And then the reniform, we got a little bit of irregularities here. We weren't expecting to see that. We had some odd rain times this year for us. But the vellum total with Aries gave us the highest yielder of the of those varieties, or of those treatments, I'm sorry. This is where this was done, the field that we do that. This is the Tennessee Valley Research Station, which is in North Alabama. This is where we have our reniform that's established in the field. I want to say thank you to everybody on the committee that sent in all your data and helped us out with this. And again, she's sorry that she couldn't be here for you to present it to you. I'm sorry that was a little bit rushed. But if you have any questions, you can send it to her and she'll tell you. I'll answer anything I can. So those are just the correlations that we had from last year. She just wanted me to show them to you.
Any questions? Thank you for filling in. Yep. Mr. Murray, Kathy.